2018, case number 369302, People versus Scott Raymond Handley. I believe one counsel has preserved argument and is appearing remotely. Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Susan Walsh on behalf of defendant Scott Handley. I realize that there's already been extensive review of the files, so I will keep my comments brief. I would just like to highlight a few things in my brief and then discuss one of the cases relied upon by the prosecutor. And I would just like to apologize. I have been sick, so I'm sounding a little hoarse, but I'll make it through. Thank you. So this sentence was more than double the top of the guidelines and 8 years above the sentence recommended by the probation department. And several of the reasons to depart were adequately accounted for in the guidelines, which were correctly scored. And so even if the court finds that there should be a departure, that a remand is still necessary in light of that fact. And also the fifth and sixth reasons given by the court to give a departure sentence, that Mr. Handley had a drinking problem and was helping people and didn't stop, and that his prior rehabilitation efforts didn't work. They don't take into consideration that Mr. Handley has alcohol use disorder, and similar to that was the failure of the trial court to take into consideration the mitigating factors in Mr. Handley's background, including that he had no prior drunk driving convictions. Now, I've had cases where, this type of situation has been prosecuted as a second degree murder because the defendant had prior OWI or OUIL convictions, and that is not the case here. And Mr. Handley was 54 years old at the time. And he had a difficult childhood, raised by his mother with no relationship with his father, and yet still graduated from high school and got an associate degree and was consistently employed. also, it is unclear from the record why the court determined that a 120-month minimum sentence was appropriate versus a less extreme departure. I'd also like to comment on the court's or the prosecutor's reliance on the People versus Leidick matter. In that case, this court found that the below guidelines departure was appropriate, and the trial court based its departure on its belief that OV7 was scored too harshly in that case, and that OV7 being scored at 50 really changes the landscape of the entire case. But in that case, the trial court gave a lot of explanation as to why in that particular case the OV7 score of 50 was an appropriate thing to look at in departing downward, whereas in this case, the court really was making a lot of comments to indicate that what Mr. Handley did was the equivalent of a murder, but implying that it didn't agree with the way that an OUIL causing death is scored in the guidelines, but did not apply that specifically to the facts of this case, where Mr. Handley did not have any prior OUIL convictions. And then finally, the prosecutor, you know, just quickly notes in his brief that the court looked to rehabilitation and safety of the community and the snow factors in general. And then the prosecutor states that the nature of the offense warranted a significant prison sentence, as demonstrated by the heartfelt impact statements that detailed the tremendous devastation the defendant's choices have caused and will continue to cause their family. While that is true, and it is a tragic case, every death is tragic. If Mr. Handley had hit a homeless person and killed a homeless person, it's still a tragic death. And I am not aware of any case law that indicates that, you know, heartfelt impact statements and harm to the victims can be used as grounds for a departure. So with that, otherwise I would rest on my brief. And if the court has any questions, I would be happy to answer them.
Questions? No questions. Thank you very much, Ms. Walsh.
Thank you.
We will submit that case.